talk to you about this.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Lenis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. Well, thanks for joining our weekly Sunday show of Free Psychic Readings with Lenis and Miss Nina at 3 p.m. every Sunday. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. We love answering your questions, or at least put you on the right path. Remember to always be positive. Nothing in this world is promised but birth and death. So in between, let's make the best of it with understanding, communication, and above all, love. One question per caller, please. We'd like to give everybody a chance to ask a question or give validation on previous readings. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Miss Nina is also the Reiki master, teacher, minister, photographer, and a lot more. I'm a 40-year experienced psychic, tarot readers, angels, and I connect to loved ones that have passed on. So for an in-depth reading, you can contact us at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com, and Nina and I will give you a reading. We're also on Facebook, the Essence of Success Radio Network, and Nina, I think, is Passage to Empowerment, but she also has a Facebook page, too. So thank you all for supporting our show. You know we are most grateful. And Nina's back from vacation. Yay! I got to give a shout-out to my girl. Well, only announcements I have, happy birthday to you Pisces, because you are coming up. So happy birthday, Pisces. Tomorrow is the full moon. So I just wanted to read a little bit to y'all about the full moon. Now, the full moon tomorrow is traditionally called the full snow moon. Why? Because it's usually the heaviest snows fall in February. And hunting becomes very difficult, too. Native Americans call this the hunger moon. Okay, so a little bit about this full moon. It shows us how to resolve an ongoing conflict or crisis by releasing anger. Stress has been building for years now due to the radical and extreme change of Uranus, squares Pluto. The full moon releases this tension at the ideal point in time, with the Uranus-Pluto square flexing its muscles one last time, and it's in its final moon phase of an eclipse cycle. Those things represented by the moon have been overpowered by the sun. Women or the submissive partner have been dominated by men or the dominated partner. The public has been suppressed by the authorities. Now the frustrations and seen anger of the moon can unleash this destructive energy back at the sun to right wrongs and balance the scales. The abused and victimized will be given the tools to regain their dignity and human rights. So that's what I have for full moon. Miss Nina, did you have anything to add to that about the full moon?
Nothing to add about the full moon, but I have some announcements that go back a ways because I haven't been on for 2 weeks.
Well, you just go ahead, young lady.
I have some happy birthdays and some anniversaries here. Happy anniversary on February 7th to my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Lyle and Karen. On the 14th, my friend Dee Lambert celebrated a birthday. On the 15th, my niece Carla had a birthday. Yesterday, my niece Samantha celebrated her 29th birthday. Sammy, you're getting old, honey. today is my friend Monica's birthday, the 23rd, which is Tuesday. I have twins' birthday, Kate and Kat. Happy birthday, sweeties. And on the 25th, which is Thursday, is my sister-in-law Sherry's birthday. So happy birthday to all of you. I hope you will enjoy it. And I just want to say I am so happy to be back. I've missed you all.
Oh, we missed you too, Miss Nina. We miss you too. I held it down the best I could, but let me tell you, you were missed, okay? You were missed.
Well, you know,
glad that you,
funny, I tried to get on to listen and be in the chat room last weekend, but my Wi-Fi was so spotty where we sit outside of Jasper that all I heard was a little bit of one of the callers, and it kept going off and on, and I couldn't even get in the chat room. So I'm sorry, I did try. Hopefully next year they will have Wi-Fi there.
Okay. And just to let you know, I got out the chat room, so you're going to have to log back in. I'm sorry.
No, I'm still in there. It's okay.
Okay. Oh, it is? Okay, because I logged myself out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm still logged in, and I have two of my favorite people in there with me, as well as two others. AJ and Honeybee are in there with me.
Hi, AJ. Hi, Honeybee. Okay.
Ian, here.
Okay, now, other than that, we've got all our announcements, our birthdays. I do have one quick announcement on one of my shows. Saturday night, which last night, on Saturdays at 7 p.m. on the East Coast, 4 if you live on the West Coast, is Relationships Rave or Rant. And so I look at relationships. We have relationships with everything in this world, whatever that is. So yesterday's show was about our relationships with animals and the animals' relationship with us. So it was really a good show. And next Saturday, you might not want to miss this one. It's going to be relationship with money. How do we deal with money, and how does money deal with us? So that's next Saturday, relationships, rave or rant at 4 p.m. on the West Coast and 7 on the East Coast. Yeah, I know that money show is probably going to bring a lot of people out.
I got to tell you, that's a funny one. Money comes in and it goes out just as fast as it comes in this house.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I hear you. Well, the only prayer that I have for today is a prayer of hope and miracles this week for everybody that's either on the chat room or listening around the world, or if you're on the phone here. I want to see people, we've got to be hopeful, and that miracles do happen every day of our lives. So that is my prayer to you, that you have a hopeful week and that it goes well, and that every day you see a little miracle happening in your life. Every day. Okay. All righty. Well, we are ready to begin, huh, Miss Nina?
Oh, we sure are.
Okay. Well, our first caller is area code 480. You're on the air with Nina and Lenneth. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mike. How are you?
Hi, Mike. Doing great. And yourself?
Wonderful, wonderful. I am as well.
Good. Well, what can Nina and I answer for you today, Mike?
Yes, my question today is I went for a second interview on Friday, which was a pretty intensive, about 3 hours, with multiple people, and for a sales job. And I was just kind of curious on the if you had any insight on that.
I see a shoe, which tells me it's a shoe-in. You must have did really, really good on your interview, because I see the shoe sliding across the floor, and that usually means that's a shoe-in, like you're going to get that job for sure. Yeah, you did really good in your interview process.
Well, I thought there was high moments and low moments.
Okay, but you did good. Go ahead,
yeah,
Nina.
There always is high, low, and low moments. We're human. We can't be 100%. But you know what? You've got this job.
That's what I felt, too, when I saw the shoe. I said, he got it.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, so
well,
why don't we tell you this, Mike? Congratulations, Mike, on your new job.
Thanks. Yeah, they said they'd be getting back to us within 1 to 3 business days, so sometime midweek next week. So.
Yeah. Well, you got the job, honey, so congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Happy for you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, enjoy, and I know you will. I'll answer a prayer.
The money's coming.
Yes, sir, it sure is, and I'm glad for you. Well, thank you for calling,
you.
Mike, and you have a wonderful weekend. Again, congratulations, my brother. Okay, next call, area code 860. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, how are you?
Fine, and you?
Good. I have a question about love. What do you see me in a relationship soon?
Well, if you tell me your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that, Amy.
And what is your name? I'm sorry.
It's Amy. Amy. I'm sorry about
that. Oh, Amy. Okay.
Yes.
I have a niece named Amy. Okay, so you want to know what your love life, are you involved right now, or you want to know what's coming in the future? Okay, you want to know what's coming in the future. Okay. I'm seeing boats and water.
Huh.
And water. Could be in the military, in the Navy, or someone that works on boats.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm seeing it more as a person that probably works on boats, like revamps them or renovate them, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, more than the military aspect. And he's been doing this for a number of years. In fact, it looks like 30 years already.
Wow.
So he started I'm seeing at 18, he started at a very young age. He likes boats. I understand that. You're going to meet him. It looks like where these boats are at, there's like a little restaurant or a tavern down there on the water. It's unassuming. It's not like something big and fabulous. It's unassuming, just for guys when they come in from fishing or boating, whatever, you know, to have a bite to eat or have a drink.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is where you're going to meet this man. So you're going to be down there, like, you know, walking by or with a girlfriend possibility. But you will meet him because he comes in to have, it looks like he comes in to have dinner.
Wow.
So, go ahead.
Do you know if it's soon or, like, sounds like summer or am I on vacation? I don't know.
I don't know if you're on vacation. I see the month of March.
That's what I picked up too, Lena.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's very soon.
Yep. Just a few weeks away. Very short, 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I see it in March. Were you seeing the same thing, too, Nina, on the water or a boat?
Yeah, I was picking up water in a boat, too. Yeah, March.
So that's where you're going to meet him, is down on the pier at a restaurant or either, you know, I'd say a tavern, but it's not a tavern type on the water like you would have in the city. But, I mean, that's what I'm seeing. It's like a tavern, but more or less like a meeting place. People just go have a sip or whatever.
I don't even live by water. I live by a river, but not by ocean.
Okay, is a river water?
Yes. Well, You know what I mean? I keep on thinking of the ocean.
You don't have
Amy
here, though.
Amy, I hate to tell you, but boats can go on anything that's water.
That's true. I'm just so focused. I'm so sorry. You guys make me laugh. Oh,
that was priceless. I'm sorry.
Yes, it was. That started the show off real good. Listen, laughter is good, girlfriend. Laughter is good.
Well, I'm really in a good place. I'm very happy with myself. And, yeah, I think that matters. If you're not happy with yourself, you're not going to attract anybody. So.
No, laugh.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
So in March, look for a gentleman that works on boats. He'll even look like a boater, of course. But in March, and I think the first 2 weeks of March.
Holy crap. Wow.
It's kind of surreal, huh?
Wow. Well, I like boats. I hope you could take me on it, you know?
Well, see, there you go. Thank you for the validation. What you're looking for came to me. So it's a man that deals with boats, and hey, since he does, I'm sure he would be more than glad to take you out for a spin. Hmm?
Absolutely. So, that's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Go around that area, either on the river beach. I'm sorry?
No, I'm just wishing you the best, both of you, all of you.
Thank you. We try to do our best. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling, Amy. And young lady, you have a wonderful week, and thanks for the laughter.
You too. You be well.
Okay. Bye now.
Okay.
All right. Next caller is area code 347. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, guys. This is Maribel.
Hi, Maribel. How you doing?
I'm doing well, enjoying the weekend until Monday comes along again.
So what can Nina and I answer for you, young lady?
Well, in regards to love and relationship, if there's anything coming up for me.
Why are the angels telling me this? Shut your mouth. But it's like somebody told you about a guy that you were interested in, and you're like, shut your mouth. You're not. Are you for real? You're telling this person. So the angels, there must be a guy that's interested in you, but you didn't think that he'd be interested in you. Okay, I don't know why you take the low road. Shoot, you're a queen. Always think highly of yourself. This is a businessman. I see him with eyeglasses on, and your girlfriend knows him. I think he kind of, you've met this guy, but I think he feels like you don't want to be bothered. I don't know if the vibes or the energy he got off of you is like you didn't want to be bothered, but this is a good guy. Yep, you've met him. You've seen him before. Just haven't had a conversation. You just kind of like, oh, yeah, whatever. It didn't fit your criteria of a man, what you're looking for. But I see this man, and he looks a little nerdy. He looks a little nerdy I'm not saying because he wore glasses. The man wears a suit. His hair is cut real short to his head. But looks are deceiving. You may think he's nerdy, that's the impression you're saying, but this guy's a hell of a lot of fun. He is so much fun. Like, he likes to do things, go places, be healthy. I mean, you know, he likes to dote on his woman. He's really a good guy. I'd go back to that girlfriend again, the one to introduce you, and see if you can, you know, I don't want to say forgiveness, but just meet him again. Give him a second chance. There you go. Give him a second chance. That's what I'll say. Nina?
Okay. I don't know. I'm getting...
You didn't get anything? I did. I can see him with her girlfriend. But... And she's met him, but they didn't talk. because she just thought he was nerdy. He wasn't her type of man. First impression, got to talk to him first.
Yeah.
And see what they're about.
Maybe that's so, what it is. I'm getting a lot of mixed messages, so maybe that's what it is because, give everybody a chance. Looks aren't everything. You've got to go inside the person. Find out what's in their heart and in their head.
Yeah. There you go, Mary Bill. There you go. Because you'll be surprised. We always say opposites attract, but in this case, it definitely is opposite attracts. But you'll see something in him that will definitely get your attention. Like I said, you may look at him and say, oh, yeah, he's just a nerd, works for Microsoft, blah, 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 blah. But to get to know him, he's a heck of a good guy, and he's very humorous. So,
oh, man.
Talk
I'm
to
not
your girlfriend.
Sure. There's, like, so many people with glasses.
Okay, well, talk to your girlfriend, because, like I said, you met him quite a while ago, back last year. I think, like, somewhere between September and December, you met this guy, but he just didn't move you. So she needs to bring you two back together again and let you sit down and talk. And then you'll be surprised. Like, oh, I should have stopped and checked you out earlier.
Okay.
All right,
so
Maryville. You have a wonderful weekend, lady, and thank you for calling the show.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, next caller is area code 203. Yeah. Area code 203 on the line with Lena Sanina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Good, good. So my year's been pretty crummy, and I think it's going to eventually straighten out. And I'm really looking hard for a new job, and I'm looking all over the country. And I wanted you to weigh in on this job, maybe way across country in Massachusetts.
Okay, and what kind of job is it that you're interested in, so I can focus on that particular field?
I'm an engineer.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you can go anywhere in the country. So
yeah.
You want to know, will this move to Massachusetts be a good one for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, it can be, but Michelle, I see you isolated. You're away from family and friends. That's what I'm picking up, that you're isolated. You don't really know anybody there. The job evidently pays good, or otherwise you wouldn't be moving, but you're isolated until you kind of get to know a few people. And you're going to be missing your friends and your family, but, you know, you do what you got to do. And if that's where the opportunity is, so be it. God bless, you know.
Yeah.
I see you going there. I just see that, you know, you're isolated for a while. So, and the pay is good.
Good.
Yep, and the pay is good. What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
The pay's good, the job's good, but you will be lonely for a while.
Yeah. She's going to miss her friends and family. See? So it gives them another state to visit.
Yeah, my family is actually closer to me there than it is here. I mean, it'll be 2 hours driving distance from there.
Yeah, but you're leaving behind some really close friends. But it won't take you long to make new ones. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, it is a pretty lonely-looking place, and it's going to take some hurdle to get over if I do take it, you know. And things have advantages and disadvantages. I have a feeling that other opportunities will come up, but I'm still thinking that one will give me the most stability.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you have to go where you feel, you know, in your spirit. And you're good. If that's what you feel, then that's where you're supposed to be.
Do you see maybe some new man in my life, somebody I'll meet over there? That's special?
You can ask that question at theessenceofsuccess.com. We only have one question per caller. Go ahead, Nina.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to say one question per caller. Sorry, but we have to keep it fair for everyone.
Yeah, that's fine. That's right. Well, thanks
okay,
for weighing in on that.
Okay,
that was
back next Sunday, Michelle. All right. Thanks for calling, and you have a wonderful week. Okay, next caller, area code 8. Click on there. Area code 818, you're on the line, on the air, with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. Hi, Miss Nina. Welcome back.
Hi.
This is Ray speaking.
Who's it?
I have a question. I was in a car accident about last November, and I recently just sent off my final letter and bills and everything to the claims adjuster. Can you give me some more insight on how this is going to be resolved and hopefully soon, I'm thinking?
Okay, what's your name?
Brittany.
Brittany. Brittany, were you hurt at all in this accident?
Yes, I had to go see a chiropractor in regards to neck pain.
Okay, next question, have they signed off on that?
Well, the claims adjuster initially offered me up to $3,000 in medical bills, but I never signed off on it because I didn't know how much I would need for my treatment. It was almost like she was trying to get me to sign off.
Not you signing off. Has the chiropractor or the doctor signed off on this?
Yes, the doctor has, and they sent all the information to the claims adjuster.
So you require no more treatments?
No more treatments, that's correct.
Well, then it should be shortly.
Okay.
I'm just going legally. I'm not picking up anything at all.
I yield to Nina. So she says, Brittany, that, you know, should be forthcoming, then so be it.
Yeah, legally, it won't take long. If the doctors have signed off and the chiropractor has signed off, then legally it won't be very much longer. And $3,000 is the minimum that they pay for any whiplash-type injuries. So,
yeah, my injuries, it only came up to like $1,800, so it's not even $3,000.
Yeah, but they pay for pain and suffering, too.
Yep.
Right. I don't know how much.
And your doctor bill, so all that's included in there. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know how much they're going to offer me for that. I don't.
Stick with the $3,000 that Nina just said.
Okay.
And if they go above it, so be it. But start at $3,000. Because I think when you're looking at, like she said, pain, suffering, your time off work, your therapy and stuff, it could even go greater than $3,000. That's really low. But, you know, that's up to you and your attorney when you discuss it with them. But when you sign off, you make sure that everything is correct. Okay, Brittany, if you have an inkling that your neck is not right, don't sign off on it.
Got it.
You know, because if you do, then and it continues in the future, that's out of your pocket. That insurance company's not paying for it. Yeah. So just
make sure
that you're okay. But other than that, like Nina said, you should have a check forthcoming. Well, I'll say before the end of March.
Before the end of March. Okay.
Yeah, before the end of March. So anytime between now and the end of March, you should receive your check. And it won't be for $1,800. I'll tell you that. That I know for a fact. I can see that it will not be $1,800.
No, minimum is $3,000, so you'll get $3,000.
Okay. Mm. All right. That works for me. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate your help, and I'm so happy that you're back. Yay!
Thank you. Yay, we are too. Thank you, Brittany, for calling, and have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay, area code 415. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kate.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. First time I've listened to your show, so glad I found it.
Well, welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with me and Nina. Welcome, Kate.
Thank you. So far, I work kind of on call, and so far March, and for myself, and March is looking pretty quiet. So just anything you see about new things coming in for March.
As in what? Career, job? You do contractual work? Okay.
I do events. I do events and catering.
Oh, okay, okay. So you want to know what, is there any...
Well, right now it just looks quiet. You know, I know before taxes, it's kind of a quiet season. But, so I just don't want to panic. You know, I just want to, should I start doing something else?
Yeah. Start doing something else for now. March is typically a pretty quiet month. There's also Easter in there. So,
right.
If you have a chance to do something else, I would. April, things will start picking up for you again.
Yeah, sure will. Mm-hmm. I agree.
So what can I do? What do you see me doing?
Sorry, I can't answer that.
catering. That's all I get is catering. Maybe something different. Have you done some children's party? Or a wedding shower or a baby shower or something like that? Kate? Did you hear me?
Yes, I've done all sorts of things.
Oh, okay. Well, she was saying to do something different, so that was just my suggestion. Have you thought about, you know, children's stuff or... you know, other things to, I mean, not just children, but different. What else? Wedding shower, baby showers, or family events, or whatever. Because you say you cater. So, you know, a lot of those different type of things, they do need caterers. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. So March doesn't look good then.
No. Kate, something just popped into my head. Gift baskets.
Oh, huh.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, that resonated with me, Nina. As soon as you said it, I was like, yeah, there you go. That's it, girl. That's it, Kate.
Well, all right. That's something new. That's new for sure. Like creating them?
Yes, making them up for people. With Easter coming up, also. For people that are leaving a company where they want to make baskets for or have a gift for the person that's leaving. I picked up on that. Gift baskets for sure. Go into that. Diversify a little bit.
Interesting. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Wish you the very best. Let me and Nina know how it goes, okay?
Okay. I sure will.
Okay. And thank you for calling. All right, next call, area code 937. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hello, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Oh, fantastic.
Good. You sound like
I would
what
like
can
to
we
know,
answer for you?
I'd like to know what you see for me for love. Anyone coming in?
Who
you
just
like
left?
Jazz?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Nina.
Who just left? Were you just previously in a relationship not too long ago?
No, I haven't been in one. I've had a couple guys interested that came here and stuff, but, you know, no one that's, I don't know, really that stuck out that, like, yeah, me, you know.
Okay. I picked up... I picked up it was somebody that you already know.
Okay.
Hmm. Sandy, what's your birth sign, your horoscope sign?
Aries.
Okay. Right after Pisces. Okay. That explains the fire within you. It's raging.
Oh.
It's burning. Yeah. Now I understand. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, why not? You know, you want companionship. A beautiful thing. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nina said that you've met him already.
Okay.
I'm getting Matt, Mandrian, Manakin. It's M-A-C. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I love how you make up these names, Lena.
Well, they're, you know, they show me a portion of it. It's not always the full name. So if I give a portion of it and she meets a man with part of that in his name, then she knows that that's him, but... I'm getting like Mandrian.
There is a mark, but it's M A R C.
Ha. How well do you know Mark?
Oh, I've only known him about 35 years. Back, you know, teenage years.
Okay.
And, you know, he's one of them that was coming around. So
what's the problem with him?
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether it's all talk or he kind of scares me because he says that when he retires that he's going to be smoking the drugs, you know, marijuana and all this and that. That seems to be his topic. And it's like, I don't want someone like that. So I've sort of, he is sweet. He's a sweetheart. He's great, but that scares me.
So talk to him about it.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, yep. I mean, he brings that up even, we're all together about every week. And that's the only thing that always comes up with him. Oh, well, 6 months and, you know, so many, you know, this and this. And it's like, that scares me. I've never been a drug user or, you know, never done that. And I hear of all the horror stories that he has said as a teenager, and it's like, do I really want somebody, you know, at this age that is into that?
I would, what I'm picking up is he's just trying a little bit of shock therapy, just to see the reaction he's going to get out of all of you. If you have a chance... have a chance to talk to him in private, I think you may get a different story.
Okay. That's all his big put on front.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That everybody, yep. I'm big with all the guys. Because there's only like four women of us that go out, but there's, oh boy, six, eight guys that's always there, if not more.
Now, if you get a chance to talk to him, they do it.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
I
appreciate that.
I think that's
the guy
myself. And
you've had a great day.
Hey,
this is so good to hear from
you
again. I used to listen to you all the time. I mean, I know you used to be on, and then I've never seen you for a long time. So I hear you're just now back for a while, or?
No.
Go ahead, Nina.
Yep. We've been doing the show together for probably over a year now, haven't we, Lennis?
Yeah,
okay.
Two of us, yep, over a year.
Well, see, I haven't been on because normally I'm getting ready to go to work at this time, and I've got a vacation, so I got to listen in and hear it. That's why.
Well, thank you.
If you want, always contact us at theessenceofsuccess.com, and we will give you a private reading.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, I'll have to do that. Thank you. I will contact you.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You have a wonderful weekend, lady, and thank you for calling.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, you are listening to a free Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, who's also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. One question per caller, please. And in the chat room, please be nice and kind to one another. We appreciate it. Okay, next caller, area code 484. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi. This is Jade. How are you?
This is Gay?
Jade.
Okay, I'm
Hello?
Sorry. It's not. Yeah, I'm here, but I'm. It's not registering. Spell it.
Yeah, Jade.
Oh, J-A-Y?
Yeah, J-A-D-E.
Oh, Jade. Okay.
Yeah, because I couldn't get what she was saying. Okay, Jade. All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay,
maybe there was a bad connection or something. Yeah, happy Sunday. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. What's your question?
I wanted to just ask a question here. I recently just switched hands. I just came out of the blue with realtors. I'm trying to sell a rental property. And at the beginning of the year, I got, something in the mail and a nice letter. It seemed very professional. And I just decided to, have a meeting and reach out to the realtor, and they had, great things. This is like a professional company, and they look like they deliver in the area. They have a good track success record. So I decided to use them as my new realtor. So I was, pretty excited. And, they, like I said, they're very professional, and they know what they're doing. And the house is listed with them on the market again, and it looks like they have a couple of investors lined up for upcoming showing. So, I'm pretty excited, and I wanted to see, what you're picking up for me.
Nina, this is you.
Why is there a problem selling this property?
No, it was just the other realtor I had before. They were not delivering, and that's the reason why. And I just it expired, and instead of going and relisting it with the same realtor, I just found somebody new. And the thing is, I wasn't even looking, and it just popped in my mail, and I got it, and I was like, wow. And I think about it, and then I decided to use this new person because the other realtor was not doing much for me, and I did give her a lot of time. But sometimes, you have to change. So.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, Jade. Right now, I'm not picking up anything on these realtors. That's not good nor bad. I'm just not picking up anything on them.
I'm not
Miss Nina.
I'm not picking up anything either. But the only thing that keeps coming into my head is there's a reason why this property isn't selling. I picked. Mud. Now, I don't know what that means. I don't know whether
you... What did you pick up?
Mud.
March?
Mud.
Mud. M-U-D.
Mud? Okay.
Mud.
Okay.
So that's what I'm picking up is mud. Now, whether there's mud on the property, or it can be muddy, or there's damage on the walls inside, but there is something to do with mud.
Okay. That's strange.
Well, you've had your building inspected that you're selling, right?
Yeah, I got inspected everything. It's really in great condition. That's fine. I'm optimistic.
Okay.
I know it
works. And so you should be. Yeah, so you should be. Always be positive.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, well, we wish you the best. Sorry, we couldn't pick
Thank
up
you.
Anything for you, Jade. You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay, next call is area code 40. Well, in fact, before I click this person on, let me tell y'all, if we don't pick up anything, me and Nina are, we don't fake and we're not liars. So if we don't pick up, we just don't pick up. I'd rather tell you that and be truthful than to make up something. I don't believe in making up, because the angels have gifted me and Nina with something that I don't want to do anything to disregard my angels or my guides. So, sorry, sometimes it just happens like that.
Exactly.
Okay, Eric.
Thank you for clarifying that, Lennis, because I will not see anything that I'm not feeling either.
Yeah, just don't sometimes, so that happens. Okay, area code 402, you're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kuleilani, and thank you for taking my call. It's been a while, but I appreciate it. And I was just wondering what you see for my love life. I like somebody from the past, but I don't know, I kind of talk back into the ocean, just, you know, you love something, set it free, so I kind of did that. But
you feel good about that action?
Yeah, but, I mean,
okay.
I still talk to the person, so it's kind of, I mean, I think I'm always going to be friends, regardless, because
okay.
We were friends first.
There you go. There you go, girlfriend. So is Kuleilani, is that right?
Kuleilani.
Kuleilani. Now I can get that. Alani. Okay, Kuleilani. That is pretty. Are you Samoan?
Thank you. No, I'm Hawaiian.
Oh, because that's a beautiful, I know those two cultures, they have the most beautiful names. Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. The first thing I saw was I'm glad I wanted to ask, because the first thing I saw was a heavyset man, but he was big, like 6'3". And I was like, okay, Alani. Oh, big man. In fact, I see him right now asking his sister about you. He saw you. He saw you at an event 7 to 10 days ago. But his sister knows you. And so he's interested in you, and he's telling his sister to get in touch with you so he can talk to you. what kind of guy is he? He's a nice guy. He's a warrior. He's a cook. And he believes in common sense. He will call you on the carpet. If people don't think, they just spew words out their mouth, he'll call you on the carpet. He'll stop you right then and like, no, that's wrong, and you know it's wrong. So that's good. That's good. He's got 2 years of college, community college, 2 years. I don't know why he didn't go on, but he stopped after two. Oh, the job. I see he got a job that was paying pretty good money. He should have went back and got his degree. But anyway, yeah, I'm not picking up anything bad on him, because right now his interest is in you. So his sister is going to be calling you. Let me see, what is her name? Let me see if I can pick up on that. Georgia, or something that sounds like Georgia.
Like Sasha?
You know who oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah. Sasha. No, the angels just told me no Sasha.
Because only
sorry.
Like the physical description that you're talking about, I know somebody that fits that description and has a cousin that I know named Sasha, but that's about it.
No, it's not that.
No, yeah, I just got that too. It's not Sasha. I'm picking up a name like Georgia, something that relates to or sounds like Georgia. That's the woman. Mm. Yeah.
Is it a real sister or like a friend's sister?
I think she's like a friend's sister. And not a blood sister, like a friend's sister. So, and
would
that's
it be
why,
like Jeannie?
Huh?
Would it be Jeannie?
No.
No.
Hmm.
I got a thing on that one.
Yeah, because this guy, good-looking guy. He's good-looking, got 2 years of college. I don't know what, I'm trying to figure out what he does for work. But I just see, the angels keep showing me that he's pointing to you. He has an interest in you. But he wants his sister to come talk to you, and then he'll talk to you. I guess she got a buffer for him. But anyway, yeah. So, I mean, just, you know, through your girlfriends, remember the name Georgia or the sound like that, because that's the woman that will come to you and tell you she's got somebody for you to meet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. It'll be soon.
It'll be soon. It'll be before the end of this month, matter of fact, real quick. I got the date the 28th, so just write that down as a reminder that by the 28th you should have met this guy again. But only this time it'll be more as a couple, you know, because you two will start talking. So, and call me back. Call me and Nina back later and let us know how it's going, okay?
Okay, I will.
Oh, yeah, you'll be dating. You'll be dating this guy.
All right, well,
all right,
thank you,
Alani. Thank you so much for calling, and you have a blessed day, young lady. Okay, next caller, area code 229. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hey, this is Melvin. Thank God I made it.
Hi, Melvin. Do you have some good news?
No, ma'am, I wish I could tell you that. It's just like been a really storm just hit me. They let me go on my job. And I had a meeting with the attorney. I'm going to meet with her on the 7th of next month. But my question is, like, do you see me getting another job anytime soon? This lieutenant that's worked at the jail, he's a lieutenant with the county sheriff department. He told me to fill an application out, and I have the application, take it up there tomorrow, and to see where they hire me. Because I have no income, and my unemployment doesn't start in about 3 weeks. My light bill due, I paid all my money the other day for my rent, so it's not due till the first of next month. But it's crazy the way it's just too much. I mean, I know the Lord won't put too much on you can bear, but I mean, I lost my son, now I lost my job, but I'm gonna fight the job situation because there are some discrepancies in that, and I do believe I'm gonna win that. But my question is, how soon do you see me going back to work somewhere, or will I be called from back to the same job?
No, you're not gonna be called back to that job. They're done. And with your attorney, I can tell you what I can see. They'll pay you amount of money just to pay you off to be done with you. I'm being honest with you, Melvin. If you say, you owe me a month's wages or whatever, I'm suing you for $10,000, whatever, they'll go ahead and just write the check and be done with it. It's kind of like an employee. Rather than to put up or go through any more changes with that employee, they'll just pay you off. Or if you want unemployment, they'll just give it to you to get you out of their hair, so to speak. That's why I was telling you last Sunday to plead your case for you. But you got to know when to pick your battles, too.
Right. She wouldn't let me talk. Naomi wouldn't let me talk. Like, she was like, she was on their side. But I'm seeking more than $10,000. And,
No. It's not going to be more than $10,000, Melvin. Don't get your hopes on that.
Really?
Really.
Well, do you all see me getting a job anytime soon? I need some income.
Yes. Melvin, you will get a job. It may be a little bit difficult for you to find a job right now, but you will get a job. It's not going to be before your employment insurance starts, so It will be after.
Okay, because the lady told me my employment start, it could be from 2 to 3 weeks without income.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. You are very lucky. It's only 2 to 3 weeks. Up here in Canada, we can wait anywhere from 6 to 10 weeks. So be grateful.
Well, okay.
Be grateful for it.
Yes, ma'am.
You could be without an income for a whole lot longer.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So keep applying for jobs. And when you do get your other next job, Melvin,
yes, ma'am.
Do your job and do nothing but your job. I think you're going to have to just lay low for a while at your new job.
Lay low where now?
Wherever your new job is, just lay low. Do your job. Don't talk about anybody. Don't. Nothing. Just do your job, and that's it.
Yeah. I learned that. I learned that. So, okay.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, with that, like you guys said, I see a settlement of like maybe $10,000. That include that I would bring home, or that include attorney fees and all of that?
Well, out of that, your attorney's going to take 33 and a third. But I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to get that money right away. So don't always think in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or even a month. It'll be a few months down the road before you even see that check.
Okay. That's okay, long as I see it. Yes, ma'am.
I mean, you will, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just, the company is crazy. And maybe it's a blessing for me to move on. And then I learned from it, like you said, Nina, to just go to work, do the work, and go home. Because I've worked very hard there, and I feel neglected. I mean, I bust my butt there, but that wasn't enough for them. And I was just trying to inspire the other employees
Melvin,
to work.
You need to move past this now. Get rid of get rid of all the negativity. Move on. Forget about what's happened in the past. Yeah, I know it's bothering you, but you need to leave that in the past.
Okay, I will. I just don't want to be kicked out of my apartment I just moved in.
Talk to your landlady about it. I'm sure she'll be understanding. You are going to be getting a check from EI within 2 to 3 weeks, so just hang in there.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Keep applying every place that you can think of, or even suggestions from your friends to apply at certain places. Just, put as many applications out there as you can.
Okay. I already have started. I'm going to do some more tomorrow as well. I don't care if it's cooking. I need to work. So, I need income. It's just me. I'm not married to have a wife to help me out until I get back on my feet. But it's crazy.
Sometimes you have to do what you don't want to do, but if it pays the bills or gets you to point B, so be it, right?
Yeah.
I think all of us have had to take Lord sometime in our lives.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful for that.
But you're going to do better. You're going to do better. Just do like Nina said. You'll probably get hired after your checks start, but just go to work and come home. That's it. Just go to work and come home. You should be fine.
Yeah. Okay, I thank you all so much.
You're welcome, Melvin, and keep us abreast of what's going on, huh?
I will. Every time I call, Nina and Lennis, you guys are super. I love you all, and you always lift the burdens off of my shoulder. You always give me hope.
Of course.
And I thank you all for that. I thank you for what y'all do. I really do.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you all so much. God bless you.
Okay,
all.
We'll be praying for you too, Melvin. Okay, thank you for calling. God bless.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Next call is area code 708. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
This is Camille. Hi, Linus. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Camille. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you both?
Well, good.
Good.
Good. I called last week about my dilemma with my friend Carlos. Linus, you probably remember me because Nina, you weren't there.
Yes. It just clicked on me when you said Carlos. What's going on, girl?
Yes.
Listen.
Well, I remember when I first spoke to you, I was asking you all about this girl who seemed to, they seemed to be kind of flirting with each other. And so since you guys told me that, you know, everything will be cool between me and Carlos, I blocked her and turned my attention to just me and him so that I wouldn't have to focus on, you know, whatever distractions could be going on between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday, he made a remark about being somewhere, and he kind of tagged her name where he was. So I unblocked her to see if she was there, and she was. Now, when I asked him about it, he told me that she wasn't there. But I think he's lying to me. So here's the thing. I really need to know what is going on between the two of them, because this, their interactions seem way beyond just friends. He's telling me they're friends, but their interaction seems way beyond just friendship. And I don't want to invest time into liking this guy, even though we were friends first. I don't want to invest any more time in that, and then it's some nonsense on the back end.
What are you picking up, Nina? I'll let you answer first.
Ask him. That's all I'm picking up, is ask him what's going on. And tell him exactly what you just told us. Are you picking up that they are more than friends? And why are you feeling this way? Like, be honest with him.
Well,
yeah.
I did, and he's still saying that, you know, it's not what I think it is. They're just friends, and, you know, he doesn't take social media seriously, and that's fine, but I conduct myself a certain way because I know that I don't want to be disrespectful to him while we're pursuing whatever it is that we're doing. I don't know why he doesn't feel the same way to offer me that same courtesy. I mean, it's out where everybody can see it. So he's got to know that I've seen it. And it doesn't
Okay, let me tell you what I pick up. Let me tell you what I pick up. It's not Carlos, but you know, a man, it's not him, it's this goddamn woman. Carlos, he don't want to hurt you, number one, but he shouldn't be lying to you. Just go on and tell you the truth. This woman is trying to cause distinction between you and Carlos because Carlos enjoys you. He's kind of made that statement to a few people that he enjoys you, Camille. Now you got the devil, a soldier for the devil to the right. This child, you know how misery loves company? You can be ever so happy, everything is going along fine, and then all of a sudden, what the hell was that? This woman has come in. Number one, jealousy. Number two, ego. Number three, Carlos don't want her. She's up in his face. It's not like him, like, oh, what you doing tonight? You want to meet me at such and such? It's her. I agree with Nina. You need to sit down and talk to him. You know, we've had a beautiful communication where we could communicate, and I don't want us to start lying to each other. You know, let's be truthful and honest. Is it you or is it this other woman? Because if so, then I need to bow out or I need to take care of something. But anyway, so, you know, talk to him like Nina said. Communicate with him because he is telling you the truth. It's not what you think. It's not him. It is not Carlos. It's her. But, you know, you got these women out there that will, you know, misery likes company or whatever, and it's like, well, maybe I can get a chance with him. Let me see what I can do, you know. And they go a roundabout way or indirectly, knowing that he has an interest in you. You know, it's foul. I'm sorry, Camille. That's just foul of me.
The relationship that I was in prior to him, in fact, the past two that I've been in prior to him, were so deceptive to where I not only questioned men, but I questioned people who I've known for years, because I'm thinking, if they can be in my face for this amount of time and lie to me, who else is in my face lying to me? So, and I've made it very clear to him that, you know, I found out about these women on social media, so this is not something that I'm interested in going back and forth about. I want to take him at his word when he says that it's not, you know, what I think it is. But like I told him, it's not so much what she says to him as it is what he says in response to her. So what am I supposed to think? And he's saying, oh, it's just entertainment. It's just, I don't take it seriously, and I go as far as I let. And I'm looking at it like, no, if we're talking about doing this, there has to be a mutual line of respect. And I'm telling you that it upsets me when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't get it.
Meal, you need to have a face-to-face talk with him so you can actually look at him when he's talking to you, and you will then be able to tell if he is telling you the truth. So that is
what. Amen on that.
That's what needs to be done, and we can talk about it all day long, but you need to have a face-to-face with this guy.
Right. Okay.
And if is the girl, that's all I'm going to say. And Lennis, before you go on to the next caller in the queue has been messed up a little bit, and I've been taking down the numbers. The next one in the queue should be area code 815.
I know, and I don't even see it. That's what I had wrote down behind Melvin, but I don't even see 815. Where is it, at the bottom?
Yeah,
wow.
It's down. Okay, so that should be the next one in the queue, is 815.
Boy, okay. Let's get back up to Camille. So, Camille, sit down face-to-face, girl. Have that talk with him and let us know. Not that you need to put your business on the air, but let us know. Just make it clear to him that it makes you uncomfortable. You know, why does he feel the need to be on social media so much? What is he looking for? What does he want?
Well, he likes the attention, and I get it. I get it, but I just, it's this girl. It's this girl.
Yeah.
She is, and I.
But you know what? Go ahead, Nina.
Face to face talk, please. That's the only way you are going to know for sure.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Keep
Thank
us
you
informed.
Both.
You're welcome, Camille. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. Okay. Now let me go down. Where are we? Okay, area code 815. Thank you for your patience. You're on the air with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi.
It's Honeybee.
I was before Camille. I was after the guy and before Camille, and I heard the phone say thank you, and I was like, no, God, why?
Yeah, because you were right behind Melvin, and then when I looked, I didn't see 815. So
it was
damn,
Melvin, me,
dropped.
And then Camille.
Okay, yep, you were up there, because I got it wrote down on my paper, so.
Yes, I was sitting here since 5:59 my time. I was so ready, so I'll try to make my question quick, so hopefully those people who got jumbled up in the queue get a chance to talk to you, too.
Okay.
I had a 50-state challenge I was going to give to myself. I was going to visit all 50 states and collect a souvenir, keychain, shot glass, something from it, right? So, of course, I mentioned this plan to the guy. You know, the same guy I've been talking to for the past year that you all have been telling me, well, girl, that's not good for you. So every year he goes to South Beach, Florida with his friends, which I knew about, and they have, you know, their fun and everything. And he invited me this year because he knew that I wanted to do the 50 States Challenge. And I'm like, why would you bring sand to the beach? He said, this year my vacation won't be about, you know, flirting and having fun with strangers. It'll be about me showing you what this relationship is capable of when we don't have the restrictions of people always in our faces like it is in Illinois.
Okay, so what's your problem?
So I agreed to go, but I'm worried about staying connected and tethered to him. Because he, you know, he's the type to not show up for dates and not call and not return the call and not hear my calls. I want to go to Florida for me. But he is tempting me with the idea of when we get to Florida, it's going to be about me and you, and I'll show you what this relationship is supposed to be like. You all have already told me to run away from this relationship, and I've been running.
And then when you return home, it goes back to the same old, right?
Right.
Not good.
So my thing was, you know, enjoy this for what it's worth. In Florida, we're both really good together. And then maybe when he gets back to Illinois, he'll straighten up and fly right and have that type of life all the time. Or is he just going to default back to his old self? Will this trip be good for me, or...
Now, you know, April Fools don't come up for two more months.
You think he's tricking me? Well, I have a friend to go with me, so just in case he and I don't connect, it will still be a part of my 50 States Bucket List Challenge. I still plan to go for me, but I'm wondering what the vacation is going to hold altogether.
What I'm picking up, Tiff, is that vacation will be good, but... Once he gets back home, I think it will be the same old, same old. So if you put too much hope on it, like for the relationship, I don't think it's going to happen. So I would go for you if you want to tag along, have him around, okay, as long as that's the reason why you're going, is just to go down and have a good time and no commitments are going to happen.
Really? So it'll be good for me, but it won't be good for us.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be good for you.
Yeah,
it'll be good for you guys while you're together. But as soon as you get back home, it will be the same old, same old.
So there's nothing on this trip that can alter
mm-mm.
our potential in Illinois?
Well,
mm-mm.
There's that saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, you can sometimes, but he's a really old dog. You're not going to...
Okay.
I just love my Nina.
I do too. That was so wrong. Okay. That's a little bit heartbreaking. It doesn't give me a whole lot of hope, so I better enjoy our 5 days in the sun and fun and on the beach while I can.
Yeah.
When I come back home, I might.
Yeah,
you think I'll be any better equipped to walk away when I come back to Illinois? Because every time I try to walk away, he pulls me back. I'm assuming once the vacation is over, he's going to be done with me.
Nah, he's hanging on because you're there.
He what?
And you allow it.
Yeah, you're allowing this to happen.
You're allowing it, yeah.
And that's
I don't plan to see him again until June.
Well, yeah, go and have a good time. That's all I'm going to say. Go and have a good time. And you for change.
You said, go and have a good time.
And use him for a change and know that that's all that's going to come out of this.
Okay. That's
okay.
Depressing. But thank you.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'd rather have the truth.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. I love you.
Love you more.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Nina, could you hit the next caller for me?
I can. Area
Thank
code
you.
646. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina.
Lennis and Nina, how you doing? This is Tony.
Hi, Tony.
How you doing?
My
question was basically presenting to the beginning of career opportunities coming up.
Are you presently working, Tony?
Nope.
Sorry, I was away. What was the question? Excuse me. I had to step
career
away.
Career opportunities coming up.
And what's your name again?
Tony.
Tony, okay. All righty. Do you like to travel, Tony? Are you looking for anything like traveling?
I mean, one job that could possibly be there might have me travel, but I kind of left that at the back burner.
Are you interested in the transportation business?
No.
Okay,
Tony,
I'm gonna tell you. Go ahead, Nina.
I keep getting food. They're telling me food. What's that all about?
Food?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like to eat food.
Yeah. Do you cook? Are you a cook or caterer or anything like that?
I got a little bit of skills, but I hadn't really, you know, I guess my career track wasn't in food.
Okay, well, that's what I'm picking up. You're around food. I don't know whether it's in a restaurant, the food industry, or it's in the grocery industry, but food keeps, it's still popping in my head.
Okay.
And what I get is transportation services. I see you driving a big semi-truck.
Okay.
Oh, maybe it's got to do with food.
Yeah, maybe that's it. You'll have a truck and delivering food. You know, like, who does that? Like Safeway stores, do they have those big trucks and they come in and unload all their food
everybody,
and stuff? And then, yeah.
Yeah, everybody has those big trucks. Maybe you should get your class one.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. CDL, yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Do you like driving?
Cool. No. Usually, if I was in New York and I had to drive to DC, I would like pull over like probably twice just because I gotta get out the car.
Okay,
oh,
then
you get anxiety. I have a cousin like that. She gets anxiety attack. Okay.
Yeah, it's sort of like it's just like you're just on the road for just forever, and you just have to.
Okay, maybe
you know.
It's not that, but yeah, it's still flashing in my head. So something to do with food for now. Anyways, it's not a permanent, but for now, something to do with.
But you don't know if he's serving it or distributing it?
Oh, no. I have no idea whether it's in the service industry or the grocery industry, but it's definitely food.
Okay,
okay.
Well, I'm getting distribution. So let's put the two together. He could be distributing food. You don't have to drive a big semi. I mean,
no.
I said that because I'm thinking of Safeway. You could just drive a local box truck to deliver
or
from one place to the next. Go ahead, Nina.
Or
it could
be in the warehouse.
Ah.
Okay.
Now that's possible because they gotta put the stuff on the semis. You're not kidding.
Yeah.
If you work in the warehouse, you're still dealing with food, just cases of it. Ah, that's a good one, Nina.
So try
that's
that,
true.
Tony. Try that.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
And food is just it's flashing. So definitely go to some warehouse, because between the two of us, I think that's what we've picked up. Go to a warehouse where they distribute food, and
yeah,
on the semis, because there's your transport coming in there too. So try that, because I think you're
mm-hmm.
going to have a job there. Instead, it's not going to be something that you may want to stay at forever, but it will get you through the next little while.
Pay the bills, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What I saw,
cool.
Too, it'll pay his bills. Okay,
yeah.
God, that does sound good. Well,
thank
Tony,
so
we're going to wish you the very best. You are most welcome. Congratulations.
All right.
It won't
care.
Be but a minute, bro. But a minute.
All right.
Okay. Have a wonderful
okay.
week.
All right, you too.
Okay. See, I had 856, too. It's way down there.
Yep. That should be next.
Area code 856, you're on the air with Linus and Nina, and thank you for your patience. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Are you hearing?
What? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What's your question?
I was wondering, I'm trying to see if I'm going to be moving into a house in the very near future.
Buying or renting?
Buying.
Is it near a causeway? Far from the causeway.
What do you mean by causeway?
I don't know. That's what the angels are telling me. Are you near a causeway? That's in New York. Right?
No.
And I don't even know what a causeway is. I know it's like a street or a turnoff or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not near New York.
Keep getting that word.
Do you have a sale pending?
I made an offer on a house, and they're trying, they want to close a month earlier than I do, so they're trying to get another buyer that will close a month sooner.
Did they
I had walked away from this deal about 3 months ago, and they came back, and they told me that we could close in April, so I started the process all over again, and they agreed to everything, but then they changed their mind before they signed the contract and said that they wanted to close in March instead. Well, I can't close in March. That's the only reason why I agreed to start the whole process over was because we were supposed to close in April. So they kind of changed that up on me.
Well, I don't see them getting another buyer. I would stick to your guns on this.
Okay. Okay, good. And you think this is a good deal for me, this particular property?
Well, it came back at you again, so I'm thinking that the universe wants you to have this property. Otherwise, it wouldn't have come back to you again. Stick to your guns on it. If it doesn't work out, then it's no big deal. Like, you know that what we are telling you can be changed by circumstances where you change your mind, they change their mind. You can always change your mind, and things can change. So, but... if things keep going the way they are now, you will have that property April 1.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you very much.
You are welcome. Congratulations, young lady.
Thank you.
Always happy. Good news. Okay,
thank you very much.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you for calling, Laura, and we're wishing you the very best, young lady.
Thanks. Have a good night. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I took the wrong one off. Laura? Yeah. Okay. I accidentally knocked off somebody. Area code 515, you're on the air with Nina and Linus. Trying to get two quick calls in before we get off the air. Who's this?
This is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Terrific.
Good. I was wanting to know, when do you see a romantic relationship developing between me and this guy I'm interested in?
Oh, okay, Rebecca, what's his first name? That's all we need.
Christopher.
Christopher, okay. Christopher, Rebecca. Whoa. I got a pain on my left temple as soon as I said Christopher. What's this guy? Is Christopher a man or a woman?
A man.
There's something sexually about him. Something's not right. How well do you know this gentleman? Did you just meet him recently?
No. We used to work together.
Well, I like that you said we used to work together because you don't ever want to shit where you eat.
Exactly.
I see he's a nice guy, but there's something. Oh, God. Come on, angels. He's quirky when it comes to sex. They won't tell me what, because I'm asked, there's something there sexually about him that's not right. But they won't tell me what it is. They gave me the word quirky. But I picked up on that right away. So, I mean, they're telling me as a man, he's okay. They're just saying, yeah, he's okay. But is something quirky about his sexualness or how he enjoys sex or... You know what I'm going to tell you, Rebecca? Just check him out a little bit more before you become, if you do become intimate, check him out a little bit more. There's something quirky there about sexuality.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. Okay. You guys know I don't lie. I'm going to be honest. I thought Christopher was a transsexual. That's why I saw female and I saw male. So that's why, because I see something, it just ain't right sexually. I'm not saying it's a bad thing now, so forgive me if you feel that way. I don't feel as bad. It's just something ain't right down there. Quirky. So just check him out a little bit more.
Okay.
Okay.
So do you see a relationship developing?
No way.
Go ahead, Nina.
I'm going to tell you not to rush into it.
Bingo.
There could be a relationship happening there, but I think you can do better. In fact, I know you can.
Ha ha.
Okay.
Sorry, but
I'm going to say this because we only answer one question. But Rebecca, I'm going to tell you this: there's a dark Italian man coming in your life, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Well,
deep
thank you.
Olive skin Italian. So they showed me that much. When, where, how, I don't know. But they just said a deep olive-complected Italian is coming in your world.
Okay. Well, that sounds good, too.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
all righty.
You.
Well, we wish you the very best, and thank you for calling, Rebecca.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Okay, we got time for one more quick call. Area code 704. You're going to be our last call, so come on. Who is this and what can we answer for you?
Hi, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello. Any potential long-term committed relationships coming up?
Are you, do you have clarity? Are you really looking? Because the angels are showing me this road, and I don't see anybody at the end of this road, but I see you going down it, but I don't see anybody meeting you at the other end.
Okay.
Okay. Melissa, what they're telling me is not calm down, but just maybe lower your criteria. There we go. Maybe lower your criteria just a little bit because nobody's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Nina, what are you picking up?
Yeah, there is definitely going to be a long-term relationship coming up, but I don't see it happening until the fall. Lennis is right, nobody is perfect, and you're expecting perfection.
Okay.
But
yeah.
The thing that's coming up is probably as close to perfect for you as you're going to get.
Okay. Any idea how I meet him?
Sorry, that's not coming up, and unfortunately, we really don't have the time to answer that.
Yeah, we're on the way getting ready to cut the show off, but
okay.
Yeah, it'll be a while. Right. That's why I saw a road, but I didn't see a gentleman in the front of you or down at the end of the road. So
okay.
Just enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself and just lower your criteria a little bit, and you'll be okay.
Okay, thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Melissa, for calling. Have a wonderful weekend, lady.
Me too.
All right, Miss Nina, we at the end of the show, and we had a good show today, huh?
We sure did, especially for a full moon show. We had no trolls this week. I love, 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 love everybody.
I'm giving you a hand clap, sister.
What you say?
Okay, sorry, that was not my closing music.
Pretty funky.
I know, like, no, that's not what we want to hear when we come off of psychic readings. But anyway, okay, so everybody knows full moon is tomorrow. Happy birthday again to the Pisces, Aquarius, and all Miss Nina's family and friends. God bless you. And as Nina said, I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful birthday. And don't forget, next Saturday, Relationships Rant and Raid at 7 p.m. on the East Coast, 4 p.m. on the West Coast, and we're going to be talking about relationships with money. Okay, any other announcement, Miss Nina?
No, ciao, everyone. Have a great week.
And if no one's told you they love you today, me and Miss Nina do. All right, and have a great week. All right, see you later, Miss Nina.
See you, Lana. Love
you. Okay, love you too.